Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of Niger Flavor Dear Artist Podcast. My name is Mr. E-Jump and I still remain your host. So in today's episode, we'll be talking about how to attract big record labels into signing you as an artist. How to attract big labels, how to attract labels that are actually capable into signing you. Yes, I know that the majority, one of the major, or should I say, the main issues, the main problem that the upcoming music artists do face financial issues, majorly financial issues when it comes to financing music artist career, when it comes to financing the promotional side, financing production, quality production, quality mixing, quality mastering of their songs. That's actually one of the major issues. Finance. Yes, that's actually the major problem that upcoming music artists in Nigeria do face. The finance to produce, to run a very nice and professional music production for their song. Promotion, massive promotion for their song. That's also another problem that the upcoming music artists in Nigeria do face, financial issues. So having a record label to sign the artist, it will take a lot of load of the artist. It will ease the financial burden for that artist. All the artist will just have to provide is his talent of either singing or rapping. Whenever the label needs you, all you just have to do is you need to be there. You need to make sure you are available whenever they need you. You need to make sure you get a song together. You need to make sure you are ready to deliver nice songs. Then they will take the financial burden upon themselves. That's the record label. So this is actually the dream of many of the upcoming music artists to get signed by big major labels. Many upcoming artists will be like, wow, I wish to be signed by Maven. I wish to be signed by Olamide, YBNL. I wish to be signed by Don Jazzy. I wish to be signed by this artist. I wish to be signed by big labels and stuff. So yes, you can get signed by big labels. And I will guide you. In today's episode, we'll be talking about how to get signed by big major labels. There are beautiful things when it comes to being signed by big major record labels. The financial burden will no longer be on you. They will give you the best music production, the best music mixing and mastering, the best music promotion, nice video shoots for your songs. They will provide everything, accommodation, fit. You will just relax and just enjoy the comfort of being an artist. They'll give you the A-list vibe, the A-list treatment. But mind you, you should also know that you need to target labels, record labels that are actually capable of signing you. You don't just jump into any contract. You need to make sure the record label is capable. You need to make sure the record label has what it takes. There are so many record labels out there that are willing to sign any artist at any time. There are many record labels out there that are going in search of talents to search. There are many record labels out there that are ready to sign you at any time. There are many record labels that definitely might be approaching you right now that, wow, want to sign you. Before I go into today's topic, I will need to make you understand some things. I will need you to be careful and watchful. You don't need to waste your time because some record labels that might come to sign you major record labels that might be coming to sign you. You need to be watchful of labels that are coming to sign you right now. You find labels signed coming. Oh, I want to sign. So you need to be very, very careful. So you don't, you don't sign away your time. into the hand of someone or a label that's not capable of promoting you, of giving you the promotion you need, of taking your career to another level. Or should I say, taking your music career to another level. So you need to be very watchful. You can just, how do I put it? There are so many labels out there that they are ready to, they want to sign, they need artists, but they don't have the financial capacity. They don't have the promotional strategies. They don't have what it takes. And then you just sign. Once you sign, they might just keep you somewhere, you just remain there, you just keep recording. You find out that your career just keeps, you find out that your career will remain where it is. Most times, the career might even drop down completely. You might even be able to do more than what the record label might be trying to do for you. So you need to be watchful. How do you know record labels that are capable? You need to check their financial standard. You need to check their portfolio. Check who they've worked with. Check the artists they've signed. Check how far they've pushed their artists. They should have artists. If maybe their labels are kind of maybe starting up, maybe all these labels are just starting up, you need to check their financial capacity. You need to ask questions. You need to be sure. You need to ask around. You need to make your research. Most definitely, you need to make your research before you sign anything with them. They might give you the best. They might also not give you the best. So you need to be sure. You need to be sure that they got what it takes. So you don't waste your time with them. So now, into today's topic fully. Let's get into today's topic fully. So, how do you get these labels to you? How do you make them find you attractive to sign? It's easy. You need to promote yourself. You need to promote yourself. Because I noticed that there are so many upcoming music artists out there that are messaging all these celebrities, messaging all these record label owners, messaging the record label social media handles on Instagram, Twitter, sending them so many messages on their DM just to get a response. They might be like, sir, help me, sir, help me, sir, help me. Honestly speaking, they've got so many of those messages already. So you should not be the first. You are definitely not the first. Somebody might be like, wow, just keep messaging them. Your luck might shine. They might listen to your song. My brother, let me just advise you. My brother and my sister, let's work more on the higher probability. Let's work more. Let's reason based on the higher chance of you getting this. You should not emphasize or place your chances more on a lesser opportunity or lesser chance. Because if you should send so many messages to most of these record label owners, celebrities and all, the chances of them responding might be really slow. They might end up not responding. In most cases, they don't even respond. So how do you get their attention? You need to promote yourself. This record label you see, it's a business. Record label owners are into this business. They own record labels to make profit. Any artist that they are signing, they are investing in that artist. That artist is their investment. So they'll pour so much money into that artist's career just to make sure the artist make it big, big in the industry. And that way they make money off the artist. It's a business. They invest in the artist just to make profit. The artist is the investment. You are the investment. You, the artist, you are the investment. You need to offer to them. You need to make them see how lucrative you are as an investment. You need to make them know how good you are as an investment. You need to make them know that you are worth marketing. You need to make them know and believe that once you are shown to the face of the market, you will make so much money for them. They are mostly concerned about the money. In fact, the big record labels you see today, they are mostly concerned about making money off you. Yes. That's why in most cases, you find out that some record labels won't even want to let their artists go. They'll want to keep the artist, just as it happened in the case of Kiss Daniel and G Worldwide. Because the money is what they want to make. So you need to show them how lucrative you are, how much money your talent can make for them. And how can you show them that? How can you make them know that? It's not by messaging them. It's not by DMing them. It's not by sending message on their DM. It's not by sliding into their DMs. No. You don't use words of mouth to encourage them. Even if you send your song link to them, they might end up not listening to it. They might, but they might not. So there are higher chances of them not replying, because there are so many artists sending the same DM. So you need to make yourself stand out from the crowd that are going to them. Please sign me. You need to be attractive to them. How do you do that? You need to promote your song. This is why you should promote your song. By promoting your song and taking your song to another level, try to promote your song massively. Try to push your song properly so that it will get to the market, even if your song doesn't become a massive hit. Just pushing it and making the song, go far in the industry will definitely give you that attention. Your song, you must not push it till it makes a hit or blow. Mm-mm. All you just have to do is push your song to the point that the market, majority of the Nigerian music market, will recognize you. By that, once you've promoted your song massively and your song has been played most places, you find out that the record labels will like, it's not as if they just list, you'll be attractive to them, not by your song. Mm-mm. It's not by your song that they are attractive, that you are attractive to them. It's not by your song. It's not just by your song. Let me put it that way. It's not just by your song. It's not just by the attention that your song is giving. It's because they have seen how lucrative you are. Now your songs are played every most places. You are making wave around. You are pushing. They'll be like, who is this artist that's disturbing small? Who is this artist? I heard this song here. This artist that's pushing waves. Who is this guy? That way they've seen how much money they can make. I don't know how to put, like, you've pushed yourself to that point whereby they've seen how lucrative you are as an investment. They've seen that if they put money in your career, they'll make more money, because it's already obvious that you are making wave. So now, not to talk of them putting money into your career, investing money into your career, you will make more waves, and that way they will make more money. So record labels, they are just all about business money. They are not just all about, they are not just all about, let me help you. Mm-mm, it's not about help. They spend so much. Like, to be honest with you, labels don't, it's not all about the help. Let me be honest with you. They are not there like, help. Mm-mm. They are there to do business. They are not there to help. Let me just advise you. It can look like help one way or the other, but the obvious truth is this. They are there for business because they will spend money on you. So they want to make much more money from your music career. So what you need to do is promote yourself. You might even promote yourself to the point that you might not even see the need for any label. You might be like, oh, I can take it up from here. I'm making wave to a point, so I can just work more on my promotional strategies, and then I push my song further and I scale up from this certain level. I believe I can do more. I don't need labels. You might even be like that. But at that point, just know that labels will come for you. Labels will come for you. They will come with offers. Please, let's sign you. This one will come. I want to sign you. This, you would be the one to select. You'll be like, ah, who do I go for now? Who? You understand? So you'll now be left with the choice of picking the label you feel or you want to work with. So in order to get the attention of the record labels, you need to promote yourself. The music market is completely business. Let me advise you. If you find someone out there right now that wants to sign you, first thing you have to do is this. First thing you have to do, you need to check. You need to observe. You need to investigate. Be sure they have what it takes to promote you. Be sure they have what it takes to give you very good music production and very, very massive music promotion. Because if you place your music career in the wrong hand, you sign your life, your career into the hands of a label that doesn't have what it takes to push you, then definitely you'll just be wasting your time with them. Like, honestly speaking. So if labels come to you, want to sign you, double check. Because there are so many labels that they just own the music studio. Then with the music studio, they just turned it into a record label. Wow, music, we have a music studio, so we can start up a record label. That's, music studio is just, it's not even the starting point of owning a label. It doesn't make you, as it doesn't make you certified enough to do what it takes to push an artist in the music industry. So what you have to do is promote yourself. Give yourself that massive promotion. Do it. Invest in your career. Do it. Tomorrow you'll smile. You'll be happy. Wow, I finally achieved this. Wow, I've been pushing all this while. I remember back in the days. Things. Your today will be a story for you to tell tomorrow. So push yourself. Promote yourself massively. Work on it. You can push yourself gradually. If you don't really have the financial capacity right now, you can work with what you have. In our next episode, we'll be talking about the best way to promote yourself as an artist in Nigeria. The best way to promote yourself as an artist in the Nigerian music market. So that will be our next topic in the next episode of Niger Flavor Dear Artist podcast. So what you need to do now is promote yourself massively, and labels will come. See yourself as an investment. You just need to show how lucrative you are. How you need to show them the worth of your music career. You need to show them how lucrative your music career is for them to invest in. You need to show them the worth of your music career in the Nigerian music market for them to invest in. So that's what you need to do. So how do you do that? By promoting your song. So once you promote your song massively, definitely they will come for you. So that's it for today's episode. I really appreciate you for listening to today's episode. So my name still remains Mr. E-Jump, your host. So you'll hear from me next week in our next episode. Thank you and God bless. Keep promoting your music. You'll definitely get there, because the sky is your starting point. Definitely you'll make it. you'll make it in the Nigerian music industry. Just keep pushing, keep doing the best, keep promoting your song, keep writing good music that have a very high commercial value in the Nigerian music market. Keep promoting yourself, and definitely you will get what you are actually aspiring for, which is the fame, the money, the popularity in the Nigerian music market. Everybody started the way you are going right now. All are superstars today. We are once like you, and definitely you will get there. And this podcast is a guideline to help you understand things that you don't really understand in the music in the Nigerian music industry. So I hope you put in more effort with what I've been dishing out to you in terms of this information and this podcast, and definitely you will get there. Thank you very much, and remain blessed.